Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:46 here on a Tuesday morning, day after Martin Luther King holiday. And time to get up and go back to work, back to school this morning at 6:45. Now three big things. Basketball tonight. Shockers at South Florida, hoping to end a two-game losing streak. Governor Kelly pushing for online sales tax in Kansas, says it could bring in $15 million a year. President Trump overseas on a trade mission as impeachment trial begins in the Senate. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic conditions in the Wichita area this morning, well, it's very, very cold out there, but traffic conditions looking all right. Volumes picking up. The gasoline prices in the Wichita area, most of them still around $2.19 a gallon. I am spotting a few a little bit better, though. $2.17. I spotted $2.17, 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
You could have a little windshield scrape off this morning. I came to work and my windshield was clear, but then a while ago, after being here for a while, went outside and some frost had accumulated on the car windshield, so look for that.
Mine was just starting, just starting.
Increasing cloudiness and cool today with a high of 37 degrees. That was our high yesterday, 37. 80% chance for rain or a wintry mix tonight. The overnight low, 33. Wednesday, 60% chance for rain with a high of 41 degrees. Now partly cloudy, east wind at 8 miles per hour, 15 degrees, and our wind chill is 4. Whatever Kansas weather deals us from one minute to the next, be prepared. Whether it's snow, rain, sun, or the cold, when Kansas weather changes, go see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks at the clock tower in Delano. A breakout of the coronavirus is spreading quickly across China. The virus stems from human-to-human transmission and causes severe symptoms.
This is House Call for Health. China is tracking a new type of coronavirus, reporting a rise in the numbers of those infected on Monday, including a case in the capital of Beijing. Health officials believe it started at a fish market and say human-to-human transmission has been confirmed after two people got the virus from family members. Coronaviruses can cause something as simple as a common cold or severe acute respiratory syndrome, commonly known as SARS, which killed 800 people after spreading to more than two dozen countries in 2002. Chinese scientists say initial symptoms of coronavirus include fever, shortness of breath, coughing, and tightness of the chest. Thailand and Japan have also identified several cases. Those involved traveled from China. The outbreak comes during the country's busiest travel time, with millions flying and taking trains for the Lunar New Year holiday. Three airports here in the States are now screening passengers from central China. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Well, did you decline a job offer recently from Delta? I'm going to go out on a limb and say, Ted, you did not.
No, I'm a United
Turned down a job from Delta Airlines. I know Jad didn't. Well, you're going to kick yourself if you did that, because the airline says 2019 was so good that it's thanking its employees with two extra months' pay.
Whoa.
Now, we had a story yesterday about Delta's like the top airline in America as far as profits is concerned, and they apparently they share the wealth. This figures out to a 16.6% of the annual salary for these people, full-time, part-time, unionized or not. It doesn't matter. Every employee except Delta officers, directors, and GMs is being thanked.
That happens here, doesn't it? Don't you guys get all kinds of bonuses like that?
CEO Ed Bastian posted on LinkedIn that Delta would be nothing without our 90,000 people. They deserve all the credit.
That's good to hear.
Delta has paid out more than $1 billion in profits to employees 6 years in a row now.
How about that?
That's wonderful.
And of course,
that's really nice.
Large corporations across America lining up to duplicate that very behavior every day.
That's funny.
It is funny. But Delta's Apparently a very well-run company. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, is sitting right over there.
I'm sitting right here.
You're right there. You're ready to go here to tell us about whatever it is you're going to
do. I'm ready to roll. I'm going to talk about how tough it is to talk about the imperative.
Oh, the imperative?
Yeah, you know the imperative.
The imperative. No,
yes,
I don't.
Yes, yes. Well, I'll tell you.
I'm concerned.
Darn it. You know, there is no way to anticipate how one will react to the loss of a family member or a loved one. We can't create a one-size-fits-all roadmap. Grief is one unpredictable aspect, but financial and legal tasks may require some immediate action that may seem insurmountable while grieving. Well, it may be difficult to plan for the emotional avalanche, but we can plan and perhaps prepare for some of the tangible steps that we will need to take. Keeping documents available in advance is the first step. That means having the following at arm's length: Social Security numbers and documents, birth certificate, marriage certificate, a DD-214, which is the military discharge paperwork, life insurance policies, and contact information of those people who work with those policies, and investment and retirement bank account numbers and contact info of the institutions and the people working there, powers of attorney on file, which with all financial and insurance institutions, trusts and wills. Now, immediately upon death, order a minimum of 10 death certificates from the county of death. You'll need them to proceed with accounts, insurance, etc. Contact the Social Security Administration to file a claim on the death benefit. This will trigger not only the death benefit, which is about $255, but it'll also set up survivor benefits. Now, once death certs are issued, file the financial institutions and insurance companies for annuity benefits and or life insurance. Now, just a thought, it's going to take a while to get those death certs. So you want to call those people in advance and let them know what happened so they can freeze the accounts and make sure that you have a basis for things. Unfortunately, I need to mention this, but be alert. You got to be alert to scammers and strangers or new friends who might want to help. Just don't ever relinquish ownership, no matter how much you are grieving, because you could be taken advantage of. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
I went through this with my mother a couple of years ago, my brother and I, and you have very much everything you say is absolutely on the mark. I didn't know anything about her affairs for years and years and years, and at the very end of her life, I began to take over that role, my wife and I, taking over the financial part. And Jerry and Dorothy, my brother and his wife, took over the physical care of mine.
Right, right. Well, that's...
And so you got into the, you know, the insurance policies and, you know, all the, you know, the CDs and the IRAs and got all of that. And of course, we had the power of attorney. We were legally set up to do it.
Well, and,
but it takes, you got to,
that,
it's
that's
good
great.
To plan.
Well, it's one other thing, and I've been a part of this with a number of different families, is we have a family meeting well in advance of anything happening. And you don't need to tell everybody how much money you have or where your money's hidden in the backyard or anything like that at this point. What you do is you just prepare them and let them know, okay, Bob and Jane, you two are co-trustees. That means you're going to be in charge of administering, you know, you're going to have to contact these people. And so we just did it with my family, and I lost my father about 2 years ago. And I tell you, I thought one sister would step out of line and maybe get a little odd about things. Everybody pulled together.
That's great.
Because we knew exactly what to expect, and it is a tremendous thing to get together face-to-face and discuss it beforehand. I highly recommend that.
I got to tell you, and Jerry and I, my brother and I, have a relationship closer now than I think it's ever been. And working on this thing together, you find out what a terrific person your brother is.
And
your brother's wife and your wife.
You know, I've got one of these meetings coming up, and it's tremendously emotional. They don't want to think about losing their father, but their father's insisting that I step in and be a part of this. Let me be the bad guy. You know what I mean? Let me come in. And I don't mean me. I mean, but you're a certified financial planner or somebody in that sort of a position. So,
and we also had the benefit of an attorney every step of the way, too.
That's great. That's great. Good.
Planning.
Very serious stuff.
Well, here's something to think about. Today is National Hugging Day.
Come over here.
Oh, don't
come
bring
on.
In.
Big,
don't
big,
you?
Big,
no, no.
Big hug.
I'm
come
not
on,
a,
Jad.
I'm not a man
all
hugger.
All right, all four of us. Oh, that's so nice.
Purpose of the day is to celebrate, help
hey,
everyone show more emotion in public. You know, I do show emotion now and then. If something's wrong with
a service or something, I intend to. I start stomping my feet and tossing my curls and all that. So, yeah, no, this is hugging day. I'm not a hugger, a big hugger, but
oh, I don't know.
The grandkids, there, I can hug them though. There you go. National Hugging
Day. Yeah, but no, what do they call that? Open signs of affection or something?
You know, public displays.
PDAs.
Yeah.
Okay, hugs are great, but come on, don't get all sappy and stuff. That's just gross.
That's right. Don't get sappy.
Gag me.
Wait for Sappy Day. National
Sappy Day.
All right. Thank you, guys. 6:55. Coming up at 7 o'clock. We've got all the news here with Steve and Ted. Senate impeachment trial begins today. We're going to preview that story for you. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.